Elizabeth, you have now the regulation classical guitar now. All right. And what model, what kind of guitar is that, a brand? Is there one you favor besides this?
I'm quite fond of this particular one. It's made by Agostino Laprenzi in Florida. Most of the higher-end classical guitars are handmade by single builder workshop is sort of the model.
And not just the time as part of the dedication, but the cost. Can you let it slip there? How much something like that from a fine luthier cost?
Around $5,000, yeah. It can go up quite a bit with certain luthiers that are hard to get their instruments, or, you know, collectible guitars can often be $20,000. So if you look at it that way, this one was very reasonable.
That's right.
My husband's in the room, you see, so I have to say these things.
But then, the Stradivariuses are so highly regarded. F5 mandolin Gibsons, and we have a church in town that has a 1916 Steinway they're restoring.
Oh,
you know, you better hang on to it.
Yeah.
All right, and what piece can you play for us now?
I was going to do a little Venezuelan Waltz by Antonio Laro. You can try dancing to it at home if you like, but do be warned that the rhythm is a little more flexible in the Venezuelan style of waltz.
All right. Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth Brown, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What a wonderful piece that is. And it's just so soothing. You know, we talked before the show that, you know, you were starting to warm up, and I go, man, I need my recliner and a glass of wine and but the only other music that they'll make me, you know, wind down, you know, because things get high tension around here. Not high tension, just hyper around here. And that, between that and Miles Davis is kind of blue. That's what the only thing that will get me calmed down is that, and some beautiful classical guitar. That is just wonderful, Elizabeth. And what do you listen to for, of course, you do this all the time, so
right.
Do you have to break away from it once in a while just to recharge yourself?
Well, I do listen to a variety of music, although I think I don't listen to music actually as much as a lot of people, because to me, I don't quite understand having wallpaper music in the background.
Yeah.
So usually when I'm listening, I'm really listening. And I do listen to a fair amount. I have to kind of keep up with what the Joneses are doing. So I do mm-hmm. listen to a fair amount of classical guitar. But I have to admit that I really do have a soft spot for kind of old rock. I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan.
Right on. Well, it's Robert Plant's birthday, too, so that kind of...
Perfect!
Kind of great you mentioned it there. How about that? And that's another, not a classical, but a classic guitar player.
It's still around, so that makes it classic.
And in spite of how some music seems to be homogenized for the masses so much, there's always that genius. Even, you know, Jimmy Page wasn't the most technically proficient. He still had a character and a sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems to stand out.
Yeah, definitely.
And is that something you try to strive for, getting your own identity through the music, or do you want to just keep it the way the composers intended, you think?
Yes. I do respect the composers quite a bit. I always try to find the original sources if I can, as opposed to doing, you know, neater, cleaner, modern versions. But at the same time, I do definitely want to put my particular stamp. There are classical guitar pieces that I like, but that I don't think fit my personality, and so I just don't play them. So, yeah, yes to both.
Have you got to travel very much in the past 20-some-odd years?
Yes, I have. More in the sort of Pacific Northwest. I've gotten into Canada and have gone down to California quite a number of times and done some little tours, but it's fun to be out here.
Have you ever been offered to go, say, overseas or anything?
I haven't really looked into that. It takes quite a bit of work to make all those contacts. And
money.
Yeah, and actually some of the travel and visa situations have been really complicated.
Since 9/11, really
exactly.
Complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that style of music always goes over the world over, no matter what.
Yeah.
So that's great. We have a note here.
You're trying to be subtle across the room.
You don't have to write notes. You can just come here and elbow me out of the way, you know? Okay, that's right. And, we did mention before, Elizabeth is a teacher as well.
Yes.
And do you have a steady amount of students?
I do. I teach both privately at home, and then I also run the program, the guitar and lute program at Pacific Lutheran University, which is a lot of private teaching, and then I also conduct a guitar ensemble class. So it varies, though. I mean, enrollment in particular at the university varies quite a bit. Last semester, I had the highest enrollment I've had. I had 22 students, guitar students. It's pretty high.
And this type of music seems to lend itself to the impression that it takes a lot of discipline to learn. Does it really take that much discipline to learn it as far as, you know, for coordination? Because you're working both hands.
Right.
They have to be independent of each other.
Well, I don't know. People say, well, isn't classical guitar supposed to be really hard? And I say, well, if you're going to do anything at a really high level, isn't it really hard? I don't think it's inherently more difficult than anything else. Of course, there are easier pieces. There's actually quite a variety because it's always been sort of a gentleman, amateur kind of instrument. So there's some really charming music that's not actually all that hard. So that's certainly an option. But, of course, if you really fall in love, then you go full bore. Not terribly consistent, as if I don't have an audience. Actually, I didn't do that great at juries in university because it was, you know, for two people whose job it was to tell me what I was doing poorly. But give me an audience of real people, and I'm a happy camper.
That is where you, dear listeners, come in. Get the hints to the Prairie Art Center tonight. Ticket information again. You added students with ID. It's $5 to get in. Go ahead.
Tickets are $10 for the public, $8 for Prairie Arts Council members, and you can pay your membership tonight, $15 per individual or $25 for a family. Or a student with an ID is $5. What a bargain.
Yeah.
I'd say so. You know, we're past the time for the news, but I don't care because this is Elizabeth's show right now, and can we have just one more piece for you to play?
Another waltz, but a little bit livelier, and this one is called The Little Cat.
Elizabeth Brown, tonight in concert at the Prairie Art Center, 7 p.m. Be there or you're just going to miss out on some of those beautiful music you'll ever hear in your life. Elizabeth? Thank you for listening to Open Line here on 1490 WZOE Princeton, North Central Illinois' news, sports, and information leader. CBS News is next.